Abbey 104.
Hello and welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow, the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. But through my work, I've been introduced to a wide range of small charities, all supporting local causes that I also want to promote. And last week, I was really lucky to meet up with Erik Jaeger, who is from the Roerke Foundation. So today in the studio, we have got Erik Jaeger, also known to us as the Flying Dutchman, because A, he's Dutch, and also he's a runner.
Very pleased to be here, Rachel. Thank you for inviting me.
No, not a problem at all. And Erik, you are involved, quite personally, aren't you, with the Roerke Foundation. So tell us a bit about this.
Well, the Roerke Foundation is running a community home in Nicaragua for intellectually disabled adults. We don't like the word intellectually disabled too much, but it's for people with autism, intellectual disabilities.
Right, okay.
And it's managed by a friend that I've known from my student days, so that goes back more than 30 years. And over the years, when I went into Africa after our studies, he moved into Latin America. And in the last 30 years, we've overlapped for only a couple of months in that period, but we've always stayed in close touch. And she's quite a remarkable woman who is doing some groundbreaking work in Nicaragua.
And so did she start the foundation?
She started a foundation. In fact, it's a little bit more complicated. She has been working herself during her career in Chile, Ecuador, and in Nicaragua. And so in the field of intellectual disability. And she herself has an autistic son with learning disabilities. So she has basically devoted her whole life to the cause of people with that sort of intellectual disability. And she's very much inspired by the International Arc Foundation, which is an international organization where they set up communities where people with disabilities live together with their carers, truly as a family, and really trying to bring out the very best in what people can offer to each other rather than a carer-client situation.
Mm. Yes, that's superb, isn't it? And you were telling me a few weeks ago about finding families that were literally living in sort of stone sort of dwellings, weren't they?
Basically, the process how it came to be is that she was for 8 years living in the Netherlands. In those years, she always kept in touch with her former colleagues in Ecuador and Nicaragua. Mm. Went for long holidays during the summer break. And they continued being in touch and started thinking about this dream of setting up a community like this, inspired by Large. And so at one point, she just took the plunge and set up a foundation in the Netherlands called Vivir Juntos, Living Together, to help her getting this off the ground. So about 3 years ago, she left her Dutch life behind with this group of people that she had stayed in touch with. They started then doing all the legal work to set up the Roerke Foundation in Nicaragua. And soon after that, opened the home in which they first admitted the two people. And the two people that you were referring to were actually two people who came on their way, but they were actually living almost like animals in a shed, and their mother could not cope with it, wanted something better. And these people, they were not toilet trained, in their mid-30s, really malnourished, And so they took them in, and 2 years later they are having a much better life. And that was just the start of their community. There was space in their building for six, and only recently they have admitted the last two people. So now this first community is a full house of six people, six core members, I call them, core members of the community. And my friend Astrid lives with them as carer, together with one Nicaraguan lady who is permanently living in there, because obviously if you're having in one house six people with all sorts of limitations, then there has to be very proper care. Of course, this is limited. I mean, it's a home for six people and you cannot absorb more. So the inspiring work that she's also doing is that basically she tries to set up an activity center where people with intellectual disabilities, especially adults, can come and do some work, a little bit similar to what's happening in the hub that we were visiting, Rachel, last...
Do you know, everybody might have twigged that we've just had our second Charity Corner lunch, and that was based at the hub. And it's very exciting because you're going to take Astrid down, aren't you?
Yes.
To visit the hub, which is all about adults with learning disabilities in a working environment.
Yeah.
And using their optimum potential, really, you know, it's really good. So hopefully she'll take something back from that.
Yeah.
And she'll be able to give Clive at the hub lots of ideas, you know, that things perhaps that have worked, haven't worked. And presumably, is she hoping that other people will then take on this amazing, inspiring venture that she's done and start new homes and do the same thing?
She's definitely a person that has great leadership skills and vision and passion. So it's unlikely that she will stop at this one community. Where it will go, it depends on situations, and you cannot sort of plan, and especially in a country like Nicaragua, things are always different than what you plan in your head. But yes, she has been mentioning that this home, if they have resources, that she could open up a second home. But I think the first priority right now is because their activity center can do more than what they are able to offer at the moment. There's more time available, there is more staff available to run an activity center. But Nicaragua is a very poor country, and she tries to address the needs of people who cannot afford much themselves. So that also applies to those intellectually disabled people in the neighborhood who are from poor families. They are having trouble getting to the activity center because the Ruach Foundation has got no vehicles. So it's not easy for them to organize picking up people to bring them to the center and take it back. And so that's a challenge at the moment. But that's something that the Ruach Foundation, in collaboration with the Dutch Foundation, who is still supporting it, are thinking about. That would be one target for the future.
No, I was just thinking that obviously if people are listening to this, Astrid's coming over and is going to do a talk, isn't she?
She is.
And where is that?
The talk is on the 19th of March, in a few weeks from now, in the upper room of the Digby Memorial Hall at Digby Road in Sherburn. And it will be a very informal occasion where my wife and I will be organising it, and she will do basically a slideshow talk, but she is not an English speaker. English is only her third language. There are so many things that you can talk about. So we'll leave it a little bit open to what the attendants will be most interested in. Yes. And we'll serve some wine and little snacks after the formal part so that people can talk to my wife and I and to Astrid herself.
And what time is it?
It starts at 6:30 and it's, well, up till 8 o'clock, and then we'll open the bottles of wine. And there will be some entertainment that I'm not going to tell too much about it yet.
No, so, that sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Now, if people want to come along, is there a contact name or number that they...
It's the best to email me, which is Erik Jager, ERICJAGER, 56... @gmail.com.
And if people want to know more about the foundation, is there a website that they can get on?
Yes, there are two websites. The main website is from this Dutch Mother Foundation I mentioned something about. They have got very detailed content in Dutch, and I'm the one who translates, sometimes with a bit of a delay. I translate that website into English. So there is lots of information there. And recently, the Ruach Foundation has set up their own website, which gives similar content, but that's mainly in Spanish, but also translated into English.
How do you spell Ruach, in case people want to actually have a look?
R-U-A-C-H, Fondation, F-U-N-D-A-C-O-N, because it's Spanish, and then R-U-A-C-H.
Because obviously there might be people listening who would like to get more involved, even though we're over here.
Yes.
Be supportive. They might have connections over there. You just never know, do you?
Yes, and good thing about the Ruach Foundation is they are very open to receiving support from people who would like actually to visit them. So three times in the last 2 years, they've had an internship. A girl from the Netherlands, an American girl, a German girl, who were actually living in the community and giving some of their time, often as part of the university training that they were doing. And that has worked very, very well. So that is definitely an option for all the listeners who have children or...
Well, I've certainly got two boys who'd be very interested in doing something like this, because particularly one of them who was out in India in the slums. Anyway, Eric, we're going to have to bring this to a close, but thank you so much. If people get on the website, as I say, in a few days' time and on the Abbey 104, they'll be able to listen to this all over again, see the various links.
I mean, I'm here in Sherburn. I can well understand that when people think about donating something, that Latin America, which is far away, intellectually, disability might not be their focus area. And there are so many other needs. I'm extremely pleased to have got in touch with you, Rachel, and the Hidden Needs Trust and the work you're doing. I would like to actually be involved in this and see how I can contribute here, irrespective of whether it's going to benefit the Ruach Foundation. Because whatever people do to make a better world, what we are all involved in here, it's gain. And whether it goes to Nicaragua or it stays in Dorset. I was very inspired by Clive and the way he actually mentioned that the work is to look beyond disability and to bring the best out in people. And these are such important values that whatever we do to contribute to that, I'm keen to do so.
Very much so. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you, Rachel.
See you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you. What an interesting foundation. My goodness me, that lady certainly works hard. And I'm very much looking forward to going on Tuesday the 19th to the Digby Hall to have a listen to what she's got to say and how she started the trust. And Terry, are you going to get along?
I hope so. Yes, it does sound interesting.
It does, very much.
We were just
so.
Reflecting. This is very much a charity, as Eric was saying late on in the interview, that's a long way away, but he's got a passion for it. He's living locally, and it's a great need, isn't it?
Absolutely huge, absolutely. And, of course, it won't be the only place that needs something like this. So anybody listening who have got any other interests in similar sort of circumstances and what have you might actually like to come along to the talk and talk to Astrid herself. And of course, if you want to get your charity promoted, do get in touch by going on hiddenneedstrust.org, where you'll find all my contact details. And of course, after a couple of days, this interview will be on, and included in it will be all the contact details for the Ruach Foundation. So you can just go and have a look. And of course, you can tap into Playback with Abby 104.
Yes, it will be on the Listen Again facility. Just go onto that and it takes you onto a page
where
you can find it. And as Rachel says, it's on her website as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, so we better go on to what else is going on in the area. Well, two or three really exciting things have happened. Firstly, unfortunately, look at this weather. It's been appalling. But I gather the Sherborne 10K still went ahead. So people will have been running. I hope they kept safe. Some of whom will have been running for charities. So well done, you lot, if you ventured out better you than me, I'll tell you, with the win this morning. Mark Watson, who was on the show a few weeks ago now, he has managed, bless him, to start at last a carers hub, which is down in Dorchester every Friday morning from 10 till 12. And the links are going to be on my website in the next few days, because he's got a Twitter link, they've now got a website, all the details of how to get there, where it is and so on. And this carers hub is run by carers and is going to be hugely proactive. So do get in touch. When, as soon as you get onto my website and see the details, I'll give you all the links and get in touch with him. And of course, the TED Talks are going to be happening here in May. And Julie Plumley from Future Roots, I was so pleased to see that she's going to be one of the speakers. Tickets are now on sale, so get on the TED Talks website. And again, we'll make sure that goes on my website.
And if get on it quite quickly,
yes,
because
they
are
go.
Selling very quickly. They're limited because it's their first year and the licence
absolutely
says they can only have a certain number of participants. And
there
may not be that many seats left.
So, no. But, it, I mean, what an exciting thing to come to Sherborne.
It's fantastic, isn't it? 9th of May at the new Sherborne Girls Arts Centre. That's going to be good. Ahead of that, Rachel, there's something coming up on the 18th of May, isn't there?
There is. 18th of May. No, it's not.
18th of March. Is what I mean.
Right, at the Octagon Theatre, Monday the 18th of March at 7:30. We still have tickets for sale for the Take That tribute concert, raising money for the Hidden Needs Trust. So in other words, raising money for special educational needs children in Dorset and Somerset. And I went and met the band last week. They are great fun, really, really good fun. And the concert's going to be filmed. We've got people booking in. They're going to bring small banners because there's going to be a shout out from the stage. It's going to be a big surprise on the stage. We've already had donations from people like Mencap, who've donated £500 for tickets, and Yarlington Housing. We've got schools coming, so Sherborne Prep, for example, are coming. We've got Ustock, Mountjoy, Fairmead, and we've got Rotarians. We've got some of Waitrose coming. It's going to be a real community event and really good. And this band, when I asked them the other day how many people they played to, they went, oh, normally about 3,000. So when you actually take that into context, I think they're quite good, don't you? And they play all over the place. But the biggest thing is, I have been donated money by various companies. And if companies out there are prepared to do this the same, please do. And it means that I'm able to donate tickets to families who'd love to go. Quite often these families are carers themselves, really need a night out, really want to let their hair down. So I've been able to donate 50 tickets to date, and I want to be able to donate the next 25 I've got in my hand, in my bag at the moment, to a family or a school or somebody perhaps with some sort of SEN connection. And as I say, probably by the end of next week, I think we're going to have another 50 to go. So please, please get on my website, get on my contact details. You can phone me, you can email. Let's get these tickets out, because they're there for the taking.
And the proceeds, just to reflect, go direct to the opportunity groups, don't they?
They will this year, yes. The four opportunity groups, so it's all the SEN children. And then, in fact, exciting times, because at the end of this financial year, HNT is expanding and anybody can apply for my funding.
Oh, splendid, right. More Absolutely. Of that another time. Anything else in the diary? Have we covered all of that?
Well, I'm just having a look. I think we've just had our last Charity Corner lunch. The next one's going to be, I think it's on the 7th of June, but we'll keep you posted. But as I say, any local community projects, please get in touch if you'd like to be featured on the show. We'd love to have you.
Okay, that's it for this month.
Thank you so much.
See you next
Take
month.
Care. Bye.